That includes my flaws, many of which are detailed in this audiobook. I hope that it won't embarrass you, kind listener, to know some of the silly and stupid things I've done over the past 42 years. Please also know that it doesn't embarrass me to tell you about them. Like that dead bird on the sidewalk, most parents think their own blunders are unpleasant realities best hidden and forgotten. But I've learned a little something about mistakes. They are the truest measures of you, both in what prompted you to make them and what or whether you choose to learn from them. They are what define you and what teach you, and they are maybe the only things in your life that are truly your own. Everyone will jump in to grab a little glory when you do something right. Mistakes are yours and yours alone. The trick is in how you make use of them. That's confusing, I know. Let's try it this way. My older daughter Anna and I once built a fort out of cushions and blankets and towels and chairs. It was incredibly elaborate, as those things go. We even brought a battery-powered lamp into it to read Yertle the Turtle by. It took us about half an hour to get it right. About 10 minutes into making it, she wanted her Barbies to sit along one stretch of blanket by the coffee table and started piling them on. The whole thing collapsed. Anna pouted for a minute, then said, "Wait, I know let's do." It's remarkable how much I miss the garbled syntax of her 4-year-old self. She got a box from the dining room, set it up on the coffee table, and draped a blanket over that. Just about each and every Barbie fit on that contraption. And when her grandmother came over, that was the only part of the fort Anna wanted to show her. Her silly father was crowing about the door flaps and the reading room, and about how the American flag blanket was draped just so over the side of the dining room chairs, and Anna made sure her Nana saw how a strategically placed box could hold the weight of a dozen dolls. Because she'd made a mistake and because fixing it took some thought and effort, that part of our fort was the one she was the proudest of. Most folks think that mistakes get bigger and more important than that as they get older, but they don't, mostly. Except for the major errors that destroy lives, most mistakes are about as consequential as the temporary collapse of that fort. The only difference is that as you grow up, you find your mistakes more embarrassing. The world has a way of convincing you that if you goof something up, you're somehow diminished. That to admit failure, no matter how small or correctable, is a weakness. That's just completely absurd. If you're willing to learn, each false start is more experience to help you trust the path you eventually find. Each mistake is a chance to show yourself that the things worth achieving are worth the effort of trying again and again. So here's my first piece of advice to you, and maybe the most important one on this audiobook. Make glorious mistakes. If you can, try not to make them out of laziness or meanness. Make them instead because you are overreaching your abilities. Make them because you bit off a bit more than you can chew. Make them because they will prove to the world, and more important, to yourself, that you are striving and not coasting. Don't be too self-critical. No one who really loves you expects you to be perfect. Count on failing every so often, so when success comes, you'll know you've earned it. Oh, and listen to your old man from time to time.